Alicia Keys' Christmas album. Does she really need more of an intro than that? I can't believe she hasn't done one before now, honestly. It just came out, and it's named after the first song on the album, Santa Baby. Eartha Kitt actually debuted that one back in 1953, and it was quite scandalous at the time. Very sultry for a Christmas song. Alicia Keys has the same fun with it.
Hello, Santa. Is this really you? Well, I know that you're not supposed to do this, but I do have a little list. And I've been such a good girl. I know I deserve it. You wanna hear it? Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
This is definitely one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. I love the meaning. As a songwriter, I love the double entendre of this song. I love everything about this song. I love the playfulness, I love the funniness, the cheekiness.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line.
I love that, you know, it's even so anti kind of what I usually feel like about the holidays, you know, with it being so material. And I love just enveloping that character of that person who is like, this is all the things I deserve. Which, by the way, I do think on just a other level, we do deserve everything that we could possibly want. I do think that we should have that mentality.
You got some Vince Guaraldi on this album.
Yes.
I love Vince Guaraldi. Yeah.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year.
Did you grow up with Charlie Brown specials?
Of course, totally grew up with Charlie Brown specials. I want to say that the Christmas Time Is Here song is my mixture of young Michael Jackson meets Quincy Jones meets Vince Guaraldi. And that's how I was thinking of this song in regards to all the stacks of harmonies. To me, that feels very off the wall, Michael Jackson. And then that jazz element that Vince Guaraldi just does so beautiful.
Yeah. Speaking of Michael Jackson, you've got some originals on the album. December, Back to June.
For this Christmas, don't need wishes, not since I met you. Every season, you give reason to love you. From December back to June.
You know, it sounds just like a Jackson 5 sample. That's my favorite part about this song.
Yeah.
It is a sample-free song. That's
Are
what's
you
even
serious?
Better about it. I know.
Wow. It totally sounds like the young Michael Jackson on there.
The producer, Tommy Parker, who worked with me on this song, he created that whole voice. He pitched up his voice. And so that whole Michael Jackson sound is actually a brand new copyright. It really is talking about how at this time for Christmas, I don't even need any wishes because I have the love that I'm looking for. And so I think that definitely is the sentiment of the song, that love and this good energy that I think we all call towards us and want for the holidays is something we can have all year round. And so that's why it's called December Back to June. And when I was thinking about the holiday album, I really wanted there to be a diversity there between kind of the classics that you know and creating new classics.
Speaking of classics, Ave Maria, Alicia.
Yes.
It's a big old song.
It really is. I love my favorite version of Ave Maria is the Stevie Wonder version on the Motown Christmas album.
Ah.
Ave Maria.
I feel like he kills in the best way.
Yeah.
That vocal and that vibe. And I just love how soulful it still feels.
Ave Maria.
So can I ask technically about the song? Because I will divulge that I don't know how I got wrangled into this, but I sang Ave Maria at my brother's wedding, and I was like, oh, this is no problem. Like, everyone knows Ave Maria. It's great. It is so technically hard to sing. I mean, there's just like a lot of octaves. It's just a lot of transitions. Did you find the song challenging, or do you just have to take it out of its original framework and just totally reimagine it for yourself?
Yes to all. It is a complex song.
Okay, that feels validating. Thank you.
You know, it is. It is tricky to sing. The breath work is tremendously hard to have those long, drawn-out notes and still be able to get to all of the beautiful, you know, just expressions. It is hard for sure. There's no question about it.
It's a prayer, Ave Maria. Are you a praying person?
I am. I'm all about prayer. I love connecting to a higher source. You know, I'm big on praying before everything. Meals, flights, food, at the end of the night with the kids, in the morning when we wake up. It's like, I feel like gratitude is the ultimate gift. And I think it's also the ultimate way to attract good things your way, when you're able to give thanks and be grateful for every moment. You know, I think you open yourself up to receiving. I love prayer. It's beautiful.
Alicia Keys, it's been such a pleasure. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays to you too.
Her new Christmas album is called Santa Baby.